Chapter 8. Life After the White House. Barack Obama became President of the United States in January 2009. In America, a person cannot be president for longer than 8 years. If the people are not happy with the president, after 4 years, they have the opportunity to choose another one. But Barack and Michelle were working hard and doing well, and the American people liked them. So, in 2012, they chose Barack to be president for the next 4 years, too. But when Barack's second 4 years finished in 2016, the race began for a new president. The American people had to choose between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was First Lady in 1993 when her husband Bill Clinton was the 42nd president. In 2016, Hillary started a campaign to be the first woman president. Michelle wanted Hillary to win very much. She spoke about her a lot and helped her as much as she could. But in November 2016, the people of the USA chose Donald Trump to be the new president. It was the end of life in the White House for the Obamas, but Michelle was not sad to leave their famous home. This was not the end of her hopes and plans to make the world a better place. Michelle never wants to be president of the United States. She wants to do things her own way. When the Obamas left the White House, Michelle wanted to continue working for public services in the community and also do more things with her daughters. Sasha was just a little girl of 7 when Barack became president and the family moved to the White House. Michelle was happy because now the girls could have a more ordinary life away from the media. She was happy about her own life too. She felt more free because the media were not so interested in her anymore. When she was still First Lady, she said,
"It's possible that many more people will be able to hear my voice after I leave the White House. They can't hear me now because I'm still Michelle Obama, the First Lady."
Michelle has continued her campaigns for health and education. For her, not having an education is
the most important civil rights problem that we have today.
The Obamas are still working hard, but they also enjoy traveling, visiting friends and family, and living their lives away from the media. Their daughter Malia has gone to Harvard University, just like her mother. Michelle has written a book about her life called Becoming. It is in 3 parts: Becoming Me, Becoming Us, and Becoming More. The first part is about her early life and education, and ends with her first job at Sidley Austin when she met Barack Obama. The second part is about Barack's campaigns in politics, and ends when the American people chose him to be president. The third part is about the Obamas' family life in the White House. Becoming sold about 725,000 books in the USA and Canada on its first day, and 1.4 million in its first week. After 15 days, it became the best-selling book in the USA in 2018. Michelle Obama is an extraordinary woman. She came from living in a small apartment with just two rooms and has become many different things. A wife, a mother, a lawyer, and First Lady of the United States. Today, Michelle is still working very hard to make life better for young people all across the world. Timeline. The 17th of January, 1964. Michelle is born. 1970. Michelle becomes a student first at Bryn Mawr Elementary School from 1970 to 1977, then Whitney M. Young Magnet High School from 1977 to 1981. 1985. Michelle graduates from Princeton University. 1988. Michelle graduates from Harvard Law School and joins the Sidley Austin Law Firm. 1989. She meets Barack Obama. They go on their first date. 1992. Michelle marries Barack Obama. 1993. Michelle started Public Allies Chicago. 1998 and 2001. Michelle and Barack's daughters, Malia and Sasha, are born. 2009. Barack becomes President of the United States, and Michelle becomes First Lady. FLOTUS. 2010 to 2015. Michelle starts a number of campaigns. Let's Move, Joining Forces, Reach Higher, and Let Girls Learn. 2017. The Obama family leave the White House. Penguin Readers. The Extraordinary Life of Michelle Obama. Dr. Sheila Kanani. Level 3. Adapted by Anne Collins. Illustrated by Sarah Walsh. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Penelope Rawlins. Copyright Penguin Books Limited 2020.